as the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some very, very good news and a great announcement from Joe Biden. As early as today, he will issue an executive order that from now on, federal contractors must pay a minimum of $15 an hour to their employees. And obviously, a lot of them, a lot more. I mean, if you have a technical matter, I mean, it's, but what that does is, by setting the minimum wage for the hundreds of thousands of federal contractors and their employees, their many employees, you've really raised the bar on the floor to the minimum wage. So the minimum wage may be a little $7 an hour or more, a little over $7 an hour. But you're competing with a finite group if you're an employer of employees. And if they can get more than double that working for a federal contractor, what it's going to do is put wage pressure on the minimum wage all over the place, in Walmart, in Amazon, everywhere, coffee shops, everywhere, restaurants. Fascinating, excellent reporting yesterday. As restaurants reopen, people are so hungry to get out and socialize again. Restaurants are being overwhelmed. It's terrific. Customers. But where do they get employees? Their employees got laid off a year ago and they went elsewhere. And now they're trying to get new employees. The Bartolotta Restaurant Group, one of the great restaurateurs, those people in Milwaukee are having a job fair at the Italian Community Center. You need everything. You need wait staff. You need cooks. You need receptionists. You need bartenders. You need everything. You need everything. It's terrific. Should be full employment. And by Joe Biden's raising the minimum wage, which he can do by executive order, Moscow Mitch cannot interfere with that. Moscow Mitch would like to injure people who make low wages, drive them down even more. Moscow Mitch does not think that we should injure his donors. He does not think, for instance, his wife, who's a part owner, a member of a shipping company stationed in China. And Moscow Mitch shepherded through some legislation that would have helped her a foreign company over American shipbuilders and shipping companies. Moscow Mitch doesn't think that's bad, but Moscow Mitch thinks that somebody making low wages should probably $7.25 or something's probably good enough. Kevin McCarthy thinks that too. Kevin McCarthy thinks that too. So how do you support a family on $7 an hour? Let's say you work 2,000 hours a year, say $7.25. That's what, $15,000 a year? You're going to support a family in that? You're going to pay rent, buy food? Some of them, like Walmart, give courses on how to apply for welfare benefits to their employees. So they'll give them a little over $7. They may give them $9. Still only about $18,000 a year. They go, okay, here are the forms to apply for food stamps. Here's the form to apply for Medicaid. The federal government is subsidizing their payrolls. And then what happens is the people who own Walmart contribute to Republicans to put on ads to attack Democrats who provide food stamps and Medicaid. That's what they do. That's what they do. What, no one cares? You don't care? I care. I care a lot. Joe Biden cares. And so what Joe Biden did is he's going to go, okay, you want to be a federal contractor? I can, by executive order, Moscow Mitch and Slippery Kevin McCarthy cannot interfere with this. I'm going to say you got to pay $15 an hour or more to anybody, any human being who works for you. Well, then the Walmarts, the restaurants, and, you know, restaurants, I feel bad about the real little mom and pop restaurants. They don't get much of a margin anyway. And a lot of them, the owners make no money whatsoever. That's a separate category. You know, wait staff, the minimum wage for wait staff is a little over $2 an hour. Believe me, $2 an hour. When I was a kid, I worked for a clothing store delivering packages for them. I got $1.25 an hour in 1965. That was the minimum wage. And I thought I was rich. I really did. But that was 1965. Now you have adults in the year 2021 making a little over $2 an hour. Now they get tips. I get it. All that. But how about the Amazons and the Walmarts? They're going to be competing for people. And a lot of people are going to go, well, yeah, you pay seven something an hour, eight or nine. I can get 15. With this federal contractor over here. And there are federal contractors who provide food service. You know, not every federal contractor is a computer company. This is a very, very, very welcome change. A lot of economic studies that show that when you raise wages in such a significant sector, it puts upward pressure on the actual minimum wage being paid, the de facto minimum wage. It's going to be above the legal limit. It's going to be above the right now. Very few people will just pay $7.25 an hour. They'll pay $8, $9, $10. That's not enough, but it's something. And this now it'll be $15, which I think is outstanding. Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding coming from Joe Biden. Kind of a sad commentary. Venezuela, as you know, is sort of falling apart. It was once the wealthiest country in South America, and now it's one of the poorest. And it was all the socialist experiment that fell apart. Now they have found, New York Times expose, that in many areas, upwards of almost half of Venezuela, police services, water, healthcare, everything is being provided and administered by rebel groups that came over from Colombia. Maduro, the Venezuelan government says no. The present Venezuelan government, no, there are no Colombian rebels in this country. They are really running the country, providing fresh water, police services, healthcare, organizing it because the government's fallen apart. It's an abject example. Socialism does not work. Enlightened capitalism does. You don't want autocracy, but you want capitalism with a safety net. You want Medicare, Social Security, food stamps, Medicaid. But you cannot have what happened to Venezuela, end up having Colombian rebels. Thank God somebody's doing it. Colombian rebels providing the police, water, health care, and all the social services. That country, sadly, has fallen apart. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.